You're not gonna believe me. And I need you to remember what I'm saying. Okay? This thing, it's gonna follow you.
Come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
And we're live.
Song of the summer. Song of the summer episode. Finally
here. Big fucking day. Yeah, biggest day of the year here at Patio Lanterns podcast. Absolutely incredible. Everyone's fired up. The Lanternites, they can't keep them off the pages. They, you know, the likes, they just keep them pouring in on these posts. It's incredible. Incredible, Kurt.
We were going to do it last week, and then we saw the amount of attention this was getting, and we just delayed it just so we could...
Squeeze
it out a little bit more. So big episode today. Song of the summer. We'll probably get to that towards the end, won't we, Ryan?
I think so. You know how we like to tease everyone, so you gotta listen to the whole episode or skip to the end. I mean, I'm not your boss, so
Get to let's be topical for once. We're usually a little bit behind. Mike Dad Bad Clock. He's out as coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. What a story that has been over the last week. He is taking players' cell phones, scrolling through their photos, looking at their wives and girlfriends and friends and their binge drinking summers. What are your initial thoughts, Ryan? You were a bit taken aback.
Yeah, is that confirmed? That's what he was looking through was photos? Like, all I saw was he's like, give me your phone. Like,
No, I exaggerated like, that. That's what's not exactly clear is that there seems to be they're slowly leaking out more and more information.
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure, like, if he's like, give me that, and he's like, he's like has it in his hand and he's scrolling through it, or if it's like a side by side and he's like, oh yeah, well, let me see, like, and he's kind of looking over your shoulder kind of thing. It's not really clear, and maybe it's different experiences depending on the player, but he's out before even coaching a game.
Incredible. I mean, I feel like for him to step down, it's not the side by side. You know, it's not just
no.
Like, oh, yeah, like, let's look through the summer album here, guys, right? It's got to be something a bit more private. I don't know. Just be hilarious. Open up your bank account right now, you pussy. You're getting bent. Like, well, it's got to be girlfriend pictures, wife pictures.
It's got to be, I don't know. He focuses on younger players. That's what they say. He's got a history of kind of bullying younger players. Apparently, there was at least one incident away from team facilities, whatever that means. I don't know if they met up like in an airport or in a coffee shop somewhere and
some
in
back a secret alley.
Location. Like, I don't know. Apparently, that one really tipped it over the scale. You know, and with the Maple Leafs, he made, I think it was Marner, made him rank his teammates' work ethic. And then he shared the list to like the people at the bottom of his list and stuff. And, I mean, there's tons of jokes going on around there. So like people were joking about like, hey, Johnny, who has the biggest wrench on the team? Like, I know you see him in the showers, like rank him for me. Talking about him, like, putting it up on the TV screen. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of ranking, there's this company, I'm not sure if you've heard of, Aritzia. Aritzia, clothing co. Apparently there's rumor going around that they get their coworkers to rank the appearance of other coworkers. Similar kind of Mike Babcock's Babcock situation.
Yeah. You know? Okay. That's not, so what's the latest? What can you tell me? Like, that doesn't sound good. That sounds toxic.
Yeah, it sounds very toxic, but I feel like that's just part of the course with this company. You know, they're out there, you know, they want to look good. You know, they embody Don Cherry's idea. If you look good, you feel good, right? It's all about that. All about the vibes from everyone, from the sales team to accounting, right?
Well, I don't think that's actually necessarily wrong, but
is it like, right, it seems like Kurt? Is it right? I mean, same with this Mike Babcock, you know, gray area, looking through people's phones, ranking people's wrenches on the team. You know, it's just, it's weird.
Apparently he was doing it. I saw it today. He was doing it even with the GM, like Jarmo Kekalainen. He came out and said, like, oh yeah, like he even did it to me. like what the hell? Like, that's so weird. Like, I have no idea. Like, he's the boss. He's like, hey, give me that phone. Let me see your family.
Oh god,
let's put it up on the big screen.
You know, I haven't followed hockey at all in the off season. Any big moves that the Lanternites should be aware of?
The general internet. They couldn't handle it. Nothing crazy. That was the biggest news, I think, that the general public should know about. Carlson was traded, but people don't know who that is. Babcock,
he's a nobody Norris Trophy winner that, you know, got dusted up in the Sharks. What can you do? Kurtz, forest fires keep on coming. We're staying on topical news here. We got one over in the Peachland right across the lake, driving back from Van City, and lo and behold, we got a new fire in town. And yeah, it looks like the smoke's kind of blowing southeast towards Penn City. You might be getting a big whiff of it by now. What's the word in the street down there?
So you were asking for a weather report? I totally wish this was like a report. Wireless microphone so I could get one of those hurricane on the scene reports, right? And I could be out in the middle of the street, disrupting traffic, covered in smoke and ash, and kind of telling you how it is, and you can clearly see how it is, but I'm
also that's live podcasting, baby. That's the future.
So we'll get there. We don't quite have the budget yet, but I can tell you, I was just outside and I was near a window all day. Yeah, it's gotten a little smoky. It started getting a little smoky yesterday. I said, hey, is that smoke? Wasn't talking to anyone. I was at home alone. Yeah. And then sure enough, I looked online, new fire, like you said, you called it. Today, that's carried over a little bit, but it's kind of, the smoke's been in and out. It's not too bad, but a little hazy here and there. Little smoky.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Yeah, this is a long ass summer. It was 30 degrees on Saturday. Ryan, summer's coming to an end now because we're announcing Song of the Summer. Mm-hmm. But man, what a summer weekend we had in the Okanagan. 30 degrees on Saturday. I'm at the beach. All the tourists are gone. I'm lying belly up, covered in oil. And I'm looking to my left and right, and the beach is like empty. It was bizarre, but also peaceful. Very nice.
Yeah, you love to see it. Then they got scared away at the first set of fires, you know. When we all said, you know, you can't come to the Okanagan. And then everyone just forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, it is kind of nice. Looking forward to relaxing fall and moving, grooving, you know, the summertime. It's time to be busy, you know. Going to slide into autumn here. But we're going to stay on the topical news here, and this might be a good conversation. But, Kurt, let's talk about the aliens.
Right? Yeah. Almost forgot about that. Like, what a non-story. Let's get to it.
Non-story. Okay. So, you know, a month or two ago, we have the U.S. government saying that, all right, yeah, aliens are real. Like, we're not going to give you any proof about it, but, like, just take our, like, top military men word for it that, you know, they exist, we have their bodies in bunkers, all that stuff. And then just last week, fucking Mexico comes out with this paper mache ass alien, just like, it's like 10 inches big. Like, I've seen videos of it. It's not like a big thing, but it's just like, yeah, this thing's 10,000 years old. 70% of his DNA is not from Earth. And it's been in the Inca Empire for at least 7,000 years, and we're just unveiling it now. We have our Mexican scientists on it, you know, like they have all this, like a 4-hour report on it. I'm sure everyone's watched the whole thing. And yeah, wow, what a ride. Kurt, what do you have to say about the Mexican alien here?
Yeah, I mean, you sent this to me last week or whatever. Oh, like, oh, you got to see this. Here it is. Like, here's the proof of the aliens. And, like, who's laughing now? I take one look at this little crinkly, thirsty little alien guy, and I'm like, what the hell is this crap? Like, that is just, if you ask, like, a 10-year-old to draw an alien, that's what they draw. Mm. It's got that same, that's not, like, an alien, if an alien's revealed, it's going to be so disappointing. It's going to be some lame-ass ugly thing, or it's just gonna look like a donkey. Like, it's gonna be either something we've seen before and we're boring, or it's just gonna be something we haven't seen before and like totally unimaginable and just also boring. It's not gonna be like this cool little skinny alien dude that all the memes show you take to the gym and you listen to, you know, Linkin Park or whomever and get pumped with your alien buddy. Like, it's just gonna be this little dinky ass bludge thing. You know? And so that report, then I cracked the case. I said, this is crap, Ryan. And then I like did a quick Google, or I saw something later in the day, and they're like, can't believe these people over on the alien subreddits are believing this utter crap. This was debunked like 10 years ago. And I was like, Ryan, like, look at this. Do a little research next time.
Haters gonna hate, man. No, every time I see an alien article now, I'm just going to forward it to you without vetting it at all. Like, this is it.
Well, one of these times you're going to hit.
That's right. And then you'll be sorry. You son of a bitch. Yeah. the aliens. Fuck, man. I just want it to be real so bad. We're getting teased by the governments around the world. Like, it's just like a big international effort to fuck with us. You know, just being like, oh. Our government, or like fucking Borat's, like, government scientists have uncovered this ancient alien here. And here you go, world. That's it. I mean, they did look like E.T.
It's like the real life shit posting.
Yeah, they're trolling us.
Yeah.
They're absolutely just trolling us.
I don't know. Like, I kind of respect it. They're just having fun. Speaking of, I wish they were real, and aliens, Keith Cook Carlson Ross update. We found him. We tracked him down.
Hey, Keith.
Give us a round of applause. He's off Facebook. You know, he made the wise decision to move off Facebook, but he's on, I got it right here. He's on LinkedIn. He's on Pinterest. He's on Motorcycle Riders Universe. And he has about four Instagram accounts.
You're fucking doxing this guy right now.
Well, I didn't tell him that.
8222.
He's the one that showed up to his door. Didn't you leave him a voicemail?
He invited me.
Just missed you. He's like, who the hell is this guy?
He invited me, Kurt. Well, Keith, I'm glad you're all right if you're listening. We do follow him on Instagram. I'm glad he's all right. I was pretty concerned when I thought he got zucked and all of his messages disappeared. You know, he hasn't been very active in VISIS. Vancouver Island Sasquatch Investigation Squad. So I'm just glad he's okay. Right?
That was a lot of good content for us. I loved it.
That's good stuff. But speaking of Facebook, I sent these pictures to you a while ago. Okay, so Facebook, they made the decision to remove Canadian news from their platforms, right? So if, in case you haven't heard,
wasn't that Ottawa, that was like Google, Facebook, and everyone?
So not just Meta, but all these big tech companies. Ottawa decided to say that like our news creators had to be paid for the content that they produce, like in some form of kickback. I don't know all the details. Tech companies hate it, naturally. And so they removed all the news from Facebook. I log into Facebook. My like once every 2 month login just to see what the fuck's going on, you know, and it's just crazy out there. It's just horniest of pictures I've ever seen, just folding over Facebook groups I've never seen before in my life. It's just like, I don't know how to describe it, but could I show you the pictures? It was just, I don't know. It wasn't Facebook. Like I knew it wasn't news. It was just replaced with just chicks in bikinis and all these really, kind of fucked up, but like provocative, like dad humor at the same time. Like the kind of shit you would have seen.
There's a lot
like,
of boomer humor.
Yeah, just like boomer, horny boomer humor is the best way to describe my Facebook feed now. I think it's just, they don't have news anymore because I used to go on and I'd see like news stories clipped and stuff like that. So it's just straight. They've switched over to the Pornhub side of the content gradient, and it's just hilarious. Like, what the fuck is going on with this place? No one uses Facebook as like a news feed anymore, except for the boomies. So I guess they're really just curtailing to that audience. Have you logged in at all into your Facebook news feed just to see what kind of content you get?
No, I mean I deactivated my Facebook a long time ago now. A year or longer, I don't know. So I have not gone on there. I do not. Yeah, I can imagine what a disaster it is, but have not gone on there. I think it's only a matter of time before LinkedIn gets there.
Okay, great transition to LinkedIn. So for all the women's viral posts out there, every single one is a body shot. Like they have like it's a full they have their full body in there, and the boomy LinkedIn people, they get so fired up. Alexander Graham's getting in there. He's like almost a boomy Gen X kind of character, but he's, you know, out there flirting with all the other like horny dogs, CEOs, CFOs out there. It's just it's a sight to see. You know, Alexander Graham's been a little quiet lately, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah, he was active today actually. He was liking a couple they just happen to be, you know, pretty attractive women CEOs, like thought leaders, that kind of type, and made a comment or two on a lady on her 100-kilometer bike ride as well. That all happened today. You know, he's making sure to stay active on there. He knows the importance of keeping your voice alive on LinkedIn.
That's good.
People look to him for advice. So
he's a trusted figure. I'll just pull up some of the Facebook pictures that were on there. You can see it on the live stream.
I see it. Uncle, this is Mango. I think you showed me that one before.
Yeah, this is the kind of bullshit that we're seeing on Facebook. Yeah. I can only imagine that it's going to be on LinkedIn soon. But Alexander Grant's doing great. Yeah, he's getting really flirty with certain Gina P out there, you know, like liking all her posts, you know, commenting on shit.
Yeah.
Just a fucking over dog.
You're noticing. I just love it when he's very busy on LinkedIn and then I go onto my own account and I get to see it on my home feed.
It is a joy, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Speaking of space, aliens, wasn't Tom Cruise supposed to go to space?
I don't think I heard that one.
Oh, really? I heard it like a few years ago. I thought he was going to space for like Mission Impossible. Was it 7 or 8 that just came out? I thought he was going to space. And then it went quiet. Like, I thought he was like, they were working on, like, it was like, they were working on like Mars Rover 6 or whatever. Was like, was like number one on the list for like America and NASA. And then sending Tom Cruise to space was like number two. Was like, those are the only two priorities.
Well, I mean, he's behind Tyrese Gibson and the Fast and Furious team. They were already in space like several years
ago. Yeah, but they were really going to send him to space and then film it, I thought, for like a Mission Impossible stunt.
Yeah, that would fire me up for sure.
I mean, I was a little... Like, I'm waiting. I'm like, I don't know. Unless is it possible to go to space secretly? Like, do you think he's gone to space and it's coming in part two next year for Dead Reckoning?
I think, part two? Is it Ghost Protocol? Is that what we're calling this little bit? Part
Dead,
two.
No, Dead Reckoning.
Dead Reckoning. Yeah. Sorry. That was a previous. Okay. Yeah. Dead Reckoning part two. I could see it and I could see Tom just being just kind of like jumping around. Like, he's got, do you think it's just,
why is he holding his breath?
Because he's in space, he's putting on a suit, he runs out of oxygen, you know, he's got to get back into the ship. I can only imagine that there's going to be other characters on there, and maybe the rest of the MI team.
No, like, it's crazy enough to send one actor to space. It's only going to be, because only Tom does his own stunts to that extent.
It's Mission Impossible, not just Tom Cruise going to space. You got to have the whole cast up there.
No, now you're just blowing it out of proportion. Like, you don't see the other people riding motorcycles off cliffs and hanging onto planes. That's what I mean. It's only Tom Cruise. He's the one that makes the moolah. They're not going to send the whole team up to space. Like, I thought they were, I remember those Red Bull jumpers. They were like jumping from the, I don't know, the International Space Station or whatever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I thought Tom Cruise was going to do something like that. They're like, let's send Tom up and let's film it. There's a movie right there. Like,
yeah.
Hack a couple hours onto that.
Do you think Tom could do what the Red Bull guys do?
He just needs to practice, just like he does everything else. He's learned to hold his breath for 3 minutes and hang on to planes and jump off cliffs and climb that tower or wherever and jumping out of space. Like, I'm hoping for it.
Yeah, that would be legendary. Absolutely. Absolutely, Kurt. What else do I got? What else you got for me, Curtie? We haven't talked for like 3 weeks. Kind of fucked, isn't it?
The next one. So a couple weeks ago now, probably, you know the song Spirits? You introduced me to the song Spirits? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, how does it go? Do you know off the top of your head?
Is that the, I got guns in my head and they won't go. Mm-hmm. Spirits in my head and they won't go.
That's how you remember it, eh? Mm-hmm. Are you sure it's not a Berenstain?
Don't Stain? Stop. Yeah. You're not going to do this to me.
Are you sure those are the lyrics? Are you sure it's not I got dreams in my head and they won't go?
No.
And it's not, instead of the gun still rattles, it's the heart still rattles?
That's wrong. That's incorrect. That's just not true.
No, it's not. So there's an alternate version to this song that I never knew of.
Okay.
And it's almost impossible to find as well. So I was watching this show called Shrinking on Apple TV. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Apple. They are sponsoring this podcast. One of two sponsorships tonight. And they play this song. And all I hear is, and I got dreams in my head and they won't go. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And
then I'm like, YTV-ass version of the song is this? Yeah.
People have the same question as me. Apparently it came out 4 years ago and I can't even find it on I can't find it. Like I only heard it on the show and I cannot find it to listen to on Apple or whatever, but there's this clean version. I don't know why it was created. It wasn't even created for the show because it was created 4 years ago. The show just came out this year. So it was created 4 years ago for some reason. Maybe it was for YTV. I don't know. It kind of threw me off a little bit. But I was like, don't really need that. Yeah. You need an explicit.
I thought for sure you were going to Berenstain Bears me there. I was about to lose it.
I had you.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
What can I tell you, Curdy boy? What can I tell you? You know, after Smithers, I just got my exploring boots on. Went over just to Turner Island. Great little island out there. Very small. 500 people live there year round. It's a pain in the ass to get there. You got to take a ferry from Tsawwassen to Main Island to Turner Island.
Yeah, it sounds. Yeah,
you got one general store in town. You know, you got one pub, you got one winery. Hell of a spot. It was great. It was a small enough place that like you saw the same other tourists kind of doing the same touristy things as you throughout the day. You're like, oh, there he goes.
How many tourists were there?
Along the way. Just other people that were on the boat, you know, on that ferry ride over, maybe 20 cars worth of people. Came on the same time as we did.
More tourists than citizens.
Yeah. I mean, there's only one boat in and out of this place per day. So you really got to time it. Really got to time yourself. So Turner Island, pretty cool. They have these feral goats that just like hang out there. They're just goats that escaped once upon a time. And now they just have like a big flock of them that just hang out along this cliffside. Pretty neat. What else can I tell you? There's like a free store where they just hand out, you know, like, hey, take something, leave something kind of thing. Not bad. Not bad spot, Kurt. It's good to get some motion time.
All right. Really sounds like a dream vacation.
Yeah, I'd say so. I say so.
What made you go there?
I hadn't been there before. No, because I was thinking about my time living on a Hornby Island. And I was like, hey, I got to keep on checking out these islands. It was the last of the kind of southern Gulf islands that I haven't been to yet.
Okay.
So I just got to check that off the list. I mean, I have to
your girlfriend around with you.
Oh, yeah. Alyssa came with me for sure. She had a great time. I had to get rested up before the big funky hoi wedding that happened this week. Very exciting. You know, two friends of the show get married. Patio Lanterns absolutely, you know, brought them together, which is pretty special to see. And, yeah, beautiful, beautiful wedding. Also, another friend of the show, Jake Carey and I, we split a speech out there. And tag team the speech.
You could even like, did you go in and out, or did you do like the first half?
Yeah, we did like the back and forth kind of thing.
A little banter.
Yeah, a little ad lib.
You know, really, was it all ad lib or a little?
No, Jake's better on the ad lib side. I like to stick to the scripts. You know, like no funny business on the big day. But it worked out pretty good, I'd say.
Ryan, you gotta.
It was the first time.
You gotta come down. This is awkward. Look how tall, look how big you are compared to me. on camera. You gotta lower your seat a little bit.
I think I'm on a grandma's kitchen chair here.
I need your camera. I look like a toddler.
Yeah, maybe you gotta raise yourself up.
You gotta get one of those halo lights too, Ryan. You can see this lighting in my studio now that I've got. We need you to brighten you up. You look like me when I was in juvie in Patty Landon's eye. You look a little dark.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think there's maybe there's too much light coming in.
It's later in the year, so the lighting that we're used to is all off. I've noticed that on my weekend streams. Mm-hmm. Like the lighting is it's different now. Summer's over, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I look a little different already.
It's actually a bit better. I don't know. Things
yeah.
You're still too I don't know. You're still
You want me to do this? You want me to get my screen like up here? So it's just
you tilted it too much. You
went too far. Raise yourself up there, little man. Let's get up
this to this is as high as it goes.
Yeah, you sit on my want me to send you some textbooks to sit on?
We haven't had this problem before.
Try and back up.
Better? Yeah, it's slightly better. Maybe I need, but then like, yeah, it's still, we need to like get matching studios, matching chairs and desks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're on the level playing field.
Once I get my own 2-bedroom apartment that costs $1 million, I'll add in a little Patio Lanterns cave for sure.
Yeah. How about those real estate prices, Randy?
Yeah. Fuck me. Right. Like these things just keep on climbing. All right, and I got a bit of a rant on this. So we think that the prices would come down with the rising interest rates. That just would makes a lot of sense, you know, because people's monthly bill to the bank would just cost more. But lo and behold, the Liberal government will not let that happen. They're bringing in more and more immigrants. They're just pumping people through the system. Like, let's fucking increase demand. And I'm not one to blame immigrants. In fact, I feel bad for them because they're coming to Canada and they can't afford to live fucking anywhere. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, imagine coming in from, you're an immigrant from Egypt or something like that. And you come into Canada, you're looking at land of the free, you know,
Wasn't that America, land of the free, or is that Canada?
Yeah, that's Canada now. And so you come here, and fucking housing is just insane. Like, how are you supposed to start a life here, especially with all this bullshit about like Canadians not institutions not recognizing education from foreign countries? So you come in here, you have to probably have to do a diploma at a university to get in here, so you got to pay. It's like a pay to play kind of thing. Only immigrants that can afford to pay for tuition for a 1 or 2 year program can get in. Then they get a shit job and rents through the roof. It's fucking ridiculous. And then the solution is that Liberals just let's get more immigrants in here. What's that going to do for the average working man out there, Kurt? It's going to drive down the ability to demand higher wages. It's going to drive it down. It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. They just want to keep the cost of wages low and the price of these houses high. We have a country that's just addicted to this real estate revenue, and I don't know how we're going to get out of it. That's my rant for the day. Thank you very much. Kurt, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, I have one note. Hands off the table, Ryan. Getting a little feedback this episode. You're getting a little handsy on the desk. We're hearing the bump.
I'm sitting so far away right now. I don't know what
to just do. Hey, you don't see me tapping the desk with your Don Cherry keyboard hands. We strive for audio excellence on Patio Lanterns. That's what the listeners expect these days. So that's why we're talking to you about the boom stand. If we invest in these boom arms, we get these swinging mics. Maybe then go wild, go bongos on your desk, like, you know, you do you at that point. But for now, we gotta keep the fingertips.
Okay.
Maybe even hold them up like this the whole time.
Yeah. All right.
And then I know you're being honest.
I'm sorry, everyone.
So you just keep them like that. So today, the housing is it's messed up, Ryan. There you go. Hope you're happy.
Good response.
Down. The The dentist. I was at the dentist today, Ryan, and I noticed something. First of all, my teeth are in great shape now. I am looking good. You can tell with this beautiful podcast lighting, they're looking nice and bright and shiny. You look like you're in the back alley waiting for Mary Jane. You're scaring me a little bit.
You got me sitting all the way back here. I can't even see myself.
You gotta like lighten up here on the pod. Like you're scared. I'm seeing the viewers numbers decline right in real time right now. That's better actually.
Yeah. Better, well, now my head's way up here. Your head's too low.
No, you had it. If you just there.
You yeah. You want me to fucking crouch forward here?
Yeah, that's better. What's up with your? Let's just nitpick you for a minute here. Like, yeah, what's up with your headphones? Like your Windows 98 ass headphones from elementary school? Where do you get those from?
Kurt, I've been having these. I've had these headphones the entire Patio Lantern's career here.
I know, but enough is enough. Like let's upgrade a little bit here. I've got the studio. Yeah. You've got your vine in the background. That's nice. And the bookshelf makes you look educated. But.
Yeah, let's pick that apart. Yeah. You know, Kurt, I'm just not – if it works, it works, you know? That's all.
I was going to tell you before the episode, but I got to be careful, Kurt, because I don't want to commit a Randyism where I'm banging the desk. But I got a pop filter. You can kind of see my mic has a cover. It kind of looks like a man's like genitals. Like it looks weird. Yeah, like a dick. But it's got like a pop filter on it. And it's supposed to help a little bit with the wind because it's very breezy in here. And also the P sounds and whatnot. I was going to get what they call a windscreen, which is like sometimes you see like this circular attachment that goes in front of your mic. And I was going to get that to see if it improved the quality a bit. But this was like a few dollars. So I was like, I'm going to just try this and see if it helps. So, you know, let us know in the comments on Twitch or DM us on Instagram or email us. Let us know how good we sound. Let us know your feedback on Randy's situation. It's all over the place, but let's get back to the dentist here. I can't even, you're distracting me. Like that's the problem. Like now it's just distracting. Let's get back to the dentist here. So I was at the dentist and it went okay, but I noticed something, Ryan, and I need some advice. I need some of that relationship advice because
hold on a sec. What the fuck's on that clipboard back there? You got a little like, is that you write little notes to yourself back there?
No, those just are like,
hey Kurt, you look great today. Like, hope you have a good one.
No, so I mean, I can call out some of these things. So one of them's like a wine list because from one of my wine memberships, but that was from like last year. But I think I still have a couple bottles from that box, so I have it on there just for reference. I'm like, oh, this is what this bottle is. There are a couple notes and cards, but those are from other people. I'm actually get a lot of like fan mail. Like I'm actually quite popular. You know, one of them says like, I like the new setup. It's way better than Randy's shithole. And that's about it. So it's all like written by other people actually. It's surprising. You wouldn't think it, but I get a lot of fan mail.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Thanks for noticing. That's
very cool. Yeah, I just wanted to drag you down a little bit too, you know.
The
best part is we both have faces for podcasting, you know. We're not here. Yeah. This isn't the money maker. This is right here. I'm pointing to my.
What did you point at first?
My mouth. No, I was pointing at my before voice that. Box. Voice box in here. Yeah, my larynx.
Didn't you just say we have faces for podcasting?
Yeah.
Okay, well, say it all again.
Yeah, like we got a face for radio. You got a face for radio. Yeah, that's the old expression.
Oh, okay, but it's just confusing because we're like live streaming, so I wasn't.
Yeah, that's the added part. You know, how many people we got on here? We got any comments coming through?
You're the comment guy, but
nothing.
The numbers are picking up on my solo. And so the proof is in the pudding. Like the numbers, they go up when you're not on the camera. Like, they have like this nicely lit room for the whole screen.
Right.
So I don't know. Just consider a couple of tweaks there. Just, what's the word? When you, put down someone, but it's like a compliment.
Like what you're trying to do right now?
Yeah. Like I'm trying to point out a thing that you can improve upon. What's that word for it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the thing. So we started the video a couple weeks, like a few months ago. Kurt's sitting on the side of his desk, you know, no lighting, nothing at all. You know,
I have lighting.
He's trying to figure it out just like I am here. He's working with the seasons and the kitchen lights and all that.
Yeah.
And then he comes out, he gets the circle light, and now he thinks he's top.
No,
shit.
I have no circle light.
Yeah. What do you got? He moves locations. Now he thinks he's top dog at Patio Lanterns podcast. He gets it. He's like, yo, Randy, you look like shit. You look like motherfucker with no lighting, huh?
Well, I don't know what you have against change, Ryan. Like, you're kind of a boomer. You kind of get that boomer mentality. Like, I'm right, you're wrong.
Right.
Like, okay, grow up. Like,
come on. All right, we're going to race to the bottom with some. All the video tech here. Gonna get the best studio out there. Gonna tell you look like shit.
I mean, I'm looking into it. It's just I gotta be careful with my spending, with the high, you mentioned the high interest rates and whatnot. I gotta be careful with that. So let's get back to the story here. So I was at the dentist, and Ryan, you need to put your big ass ego aside for a minute because I really need some relationship advice. So I started seeing a new dental hygienist several months ago. Like, so I think I started seeing her for the first time in May. And the problem I've realized now, because I went back today for a cleaning, and I think we're incompatible. And in that kind of relationship, a man and the dentists, I just don't know how to move forward. Like, I walk in there, I got an 8 o'clock appointment, I say good morning, she's saying good night. She says open wide while her hand is already fist deep in my mouth, like scraping my teeth. Very sloppy, like they've got all these hoses and wires, and some of them are squirting out liquids. I don't know if it's always water, but they're squirting out liquids and stuff. It's slopping all over, like you got this little bib on, right, at the dentist, so you don't absolutely ruin your shirt. Except she is absolutely slopping. I'm feeling it come down my neck. I gotta go to work after. So very slop. Her hands, she's wearing gloves on, but her hands like soaking wet. So it's like rubbing against my like a big tongue across my cheek. How can I tell her, maybe we should just start seeing other people. Like, you should start seeing another patient. I should start seeing another
dental. Scrape some other teeth. Yeah. So why do you have a new hygienist to begin with?
I don't know. I don't actually know how it works. Like, I don't really have any say. I just kind of book a slot and they just pair me up. And I don't know if my other person left or the timing wasn't working out. I like to do it in the morning. Like I said, I was there at 8 a.m. sharp this morning. So I don't really know how it all works. Like, I'm going, if I go back there, is it even going to be the same person? Who knows? I do not know for sure. But if it is, are we going to have another awkward mess on our hands?
Yeah. Dang. Did she do the classic, like, ask you questions when she's got, like, her fist in your mouth?
Yeah. She's like, everything's off. Our timing's off. She's, like, asking a question midway through my answer. She's, like, walking out of the room, and then as I'm answering a question, and like, she's got, fist down my mouth, and she's asking, how my summer was.
I think you gotta start gossiping with the secretary. You leave your appointment, and then you just kind of say, like, you start saying remarks about her to the secretary, like, really snide.
This doesn't sound like a mature way to actually handle things, Ryan.
I mean, you kind of stuck because you have the dentist, and he has all your records. He's got your history. You know, I can only assume you've been going there.
He knows everything about me. He's got my criminal record.
You know, so you can't come in too hot, or he's just going to blow you up. You know.
No, I can't afford to do a clean break or a dirty break, any kind of break from this dental office.
Yeah.
I just want to detach slightly.
They got to find the old gal that you were with before.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her.
I think that's what Dad said. You got to go up to the secretary. You got to start asking where Susie Q is and how great she was. You know, maybe gas up the old person instead of put down the new. But as far as the show goes, you should probably do the reverse and put down the new one as well, just to see how it pans out.
The content.
We live our life for the content.
So there's been a lot. It's been a summer of content for Patio Lanterns, I feel like. We've done the Patio Lanterns High thing, Song of Summer, of course. We did the Lost episode. We did tons of Instagram content, tons of stories. The Keith Cook Carlson Ross thing, the Patio Lanterns, the movie. But you look at our posts even, like we've got like way more posts just in the last few months than we did like in the last 2 years. Like just an unbelievable amount of posts on there. Like I can't stop watching Rascal Flatts videos, and then I just want to post something. Just big summer. I think it is going to slow down a little bit, as all things do in the winter. Everyone moves a little bit slower. That's how science works with the temperatures. But yeah, hell of a summer for us. So kudos to Patio Lanterns, the podcast.
If I made a Patio Lanterns TikTok account, could I put your Rascal Flatts video up there to see what happens?
Okay.
Dramatic pause. Ooh, he's considering.
The thing is, I don't want to get onto TikTok at all, though. I feel like that's opening the door for me to like get a TikTok account or get it on my phone at some point, because now Patio Lanterns exists on there, and that's what I'm afraid of. China.
Yeah, it's just so much better than Instagram.
Well, it just happens, it's the normal social media cycle at this point. Everything goes downhill, right? What goes up must come down. Instagram's been downhill for a while. You know the story about Snapchat and Facebook. Threads. Obviously, I'm getting threads, like things on my Instagram feed. It's like these people want to follow you on Threads, or they want me to follow them. I'm not sure which. And then I'm seeing their posts. I'm like, is this Instagram or is this Threads or is this Facebook? I can't even tell the difference. Meta's just buying up everything. I don't know. Threads is shit. We already talked about that.
Total shit.
Like total shit. Take down X.
Impossible. Elon's too strong. He's just too strong, Kurt. Should we get to the juicy bit of this episode?
No, we are not. We're not ready for that. Actually, I got a lot more.
Okay. Good. Big gear up. All right.
So here, I'll just keep it things light here. So I got a few would you rathers. They're all pretty related. They're relatable, or they're related to one another, I should say. So I was thinking about the weather, as all people do. That's better, but you were a little bit noisy, like banging around there. So just be good.
Yeah,
quiet.
Points deducted for that.
The lighting's a lot better, though. It looks good. So would you rather have random seasonal weather every single day? You wake up in the morning, you have no idea what kind of weather you're going to get. You get a hailstorm, snowstorm, 30 degrees and sunshine, beach weather. You might get fall weather, spring weather, winter weather. Point is, any season is possible, any day of the week. Or you just get one season, probably spring, all year long. Every single day is a spring day.
Man, it has to be spring. It can't be another season.
I picked spring because I felt like you wouldn't like that.
Yeah, so. It is the worst of the seasons. I think if it was, I guess what month in spring are we talking about here? There's a big difference between March and June.
June's too close to summer, and some isn't it partially summer? Like it would be like the March, April, spring.
Ugh, gross. Yeah, I'll take the first.
I was thinking like no snow. Okay. Yeah. Imagine how chaotic that would be. Like planning things, like
chaos.
What a shit show. What are you, the world's just engulfed in chaos.
I don't know. I'd be worried about my plants, obviously, but maybe they'd adapt. Gosh.
Okay. Would you rather have your favorite season year round, which I think is fall, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Or all and that's the only season, so it's fall all the year round. Or you have all the seasons except for fall. So you go through the spring, summer, winter cycle.
I think all the seasons.
I have no fall.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fall year round though? Oh, damn.
No summer, no winter. No beaching, no biggie, no skiing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the, I'm going to go with the changes. I think, you know, fall,
spring, would summer, be, winter.
If I had to pick an eternal season, it would be fall for sure.
But you wouldn't in this case.
But I wouldn't. I'd rather have the variability. Yeah.
Okay. Good answer. And so, okay, here's a good one. This one might have our listeners shocked. If you could extend the weekend, would you rather have? There's only one right answer, I think. Would you rather have two Saturdays or one or two Sundays?
Two Saturdays, dog.
So then you'd have it basically be two Saturdays. It'd be Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's kind of how it would work.
Great.
No, it's two Sundays, Ryan. It's two Sundays. Can you imagine that? Two Saturdays? Are you kidding me? How exhausting is that? Oh my God. Two Sundays would be perfect. Like you do your crazy stuff on Saturday, then Sunday you're kind of recovering. Then Sunday you're like fucking good to go. You're getting ready for the week. Yeah. You're having a great time.
I see. I mean, we're not all easy like a Sunday morning like you are, but I mean, I think there's that part of Sunday that turns into the existential dread part of the evening that you have to return to another work week.
No, that's still going to happen on your.
Yeah, but that happens on both Sundays for you.
No, only one.
Yeah, so that's definitely good. You're going to, it doesn't happen on both. You're like, oh,
that's the point. Too exhausting. Sundays means like you still have that one Sunday with the Sunday scaries, but then your other Sunday is awesome. You're like, awesome. Oh, it's Sunday. I can just relax. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to worry. There's no scaries.
Why can you do that with both Saturdays?
It's just a different mentality. It's a different vibe. Like Saturday, it's like, my hair's on fire. There's too much going on. I'm binge drinking again, like two Saturdays in a row. Yeah. Like, it's too
much. You have to go to church twice.
You feel like you have to go out like at night. And it's too much. You
go to church twice every weekend now? We got two Sundays? I don't think so, Kurt.
Well,
I don't think so. What about football? Do I have two Sundays worth of football?
No, it doesn't just like duplicate that, Ryan. Like, don't be.
Yeah, well, you're saying the binge drinking would duplicate.
Well, I'm saying like you'd be pressured to. You'd be like, come on, Ryan, it's Saturday. And you'd be like, oh, but yesterday was Saturday. Like, oh, hell yeah. This is your role. Now we gotta live in it. Like we're going out tonight.
I'll stick with my answer.
Like, Going on a Saturday, and then I wouldn't feel bad because I'd be like, oh, fuck, it's Sunday. But I'm like, oh, I got another Sunday tomorrow. So, like, doesn't matter that today is a write-off. Just write it off, and then, boom, Sunday. Sunday again.
Boom. Easy.
How good does that sound?
If you had a four-day work week, would that, is that what this would look like? If you're, would you be, if you had a four-day work week where you didn't work Fridays, would you be going out Thursday night like you would Friday night? Or would you, how would you do that?
Well, no one else would, unless you're in college at going to the corral.
Yeah.
So, no.
No?
Well, no one else would. Like, I.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That's what I. What?
Hey, you wouldn't have like a bottle of wine, you know? You would you always do your Friday night pizza wine sesh. Would
Saturday.
Right. Would that happen on Friday? Would that be moved forward a day?
If I had a 3-day weekend?
Yeah. Every weekend was a 3-day weekend. Would
it be moved forward? I think I'd still keep it on Saturday. Saturday's just a good day for it. It's kind of got everything going for it. But, I mean, maybe it opens up that possibility at least. Maybe then it's a case by case. And I go, oh, it's Friday. I'm doing pizza.
So we both agree Saturday has everything going for it. Excellent. So.
What does that even have to do with Saturday? Oh, it has everything going up for pizza.
Gotcha.
What an idiot. What do you know about data security, Ryan? Let's get serious here because we're on the live stream right now. We're in a we're in the 2023, like AI is at the top of everyone's mind. Like the writers and actors are on strike because they don't want AI stealing their likeness, stuff like that. Like we're live streaming, we're on Instagram, Ryan, everything's all tied up on the web. What do you know about data security? Because we're a podcast, we're a business. I need to make sure we're on the same page here. What do you
talk to the right guy? I'm a data security expert.
Okay, can you expand upon that? I don't like.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I don't know. Just tell me, give us a rundown, like top five things we got to be aware of or best practices. How do you get here? How do you become an expert?
Yeah. You know, it started from a young age. Just so concerned about my data, right? You just got to keep that thing on lock down. All right. You never throw anything in the trash that you wouldn't want someone else to read. You got to cut everything up, you know?
Yeah.
You got to cut up your groceries even. They can track that shit. They can figure out, oh, this guy went to Save on Foods. They can find you, right?
I'm more talking like online data. Not like everything. Yeah. I'm talking like online.
Then I don't know. What do you want to know?
I just said, are you an expert? You're not an expert at all.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. You think I'm a data security expert? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Right.
I'm on StreamYard. I'm on StreamYard.com. There's a little mallard in the top left corner. It looks legit. I don't know what's going on in the back end. Not a clue.
Ryan, you say something, and as my friend and co-host, I have to believe you.
I feel like it's one of those things that there's just so much out there that just it seems a little overwhelming for me personally. Like what are cookies? Like what's going on with a cookie? You know,
right. Yeah.
When I log into does incognito mode like do anything that's like worth doing? I don't know. Like it seems kind of cool to go incognito, but does that help? Does Google track everything that I do and sell it to ads, advertisers? Probably. It seems like I get a lot of targeted shit. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to get away from it. I feel like all the like phones and computers I have, they're just getting worse and worse for security. So there's these new cars that come out and everyone's jumping up and down that there's a ton of privacy concerns. Like they're going to have cameras that are watching you as you drive to like watch your eye movements and stuff like that. But they're going to be tracking that and selling that to advertisers. So I feel like we're just going down this privacy shithole as far as tech goes, but I don't really know how to stop it.
Ryan, I need you to continue the pod. I got to plug in my PC. I forgot to plug it in when we started.
Fucking loser. You're a loser. I forgot to plug in my PC. Oh.
Yeah, fucking dumbass. So privacy, there's just no way to do it. I know Kurt is big on having like Alexa in his house, like listening in on conversations. And I can't see it myself getting something like Alexa that's just listening. But I know that my phone could be listening if I just say, hey, Google. And I don't know. There's no getting away from it. You know, the fridges are going to be listening to you in the future. You're not going to have a choice to not use these appliances because they're not going to be able to sell the old stuff. So in a sense, you're just kind of stuck with what they got. And is that just going to lead to a world of more advertisements that just get like more and more targeted? But that's the thing. If advertisements are the cost of, if more targeted advertisements are the cost of these privacy problems, then like, who cares? Because when's the last time you saw an advertisement? You're like, oh, fuck, I got to buy this thing. I gotta buy this thing right now. Like, I think advertisements are a huge ass waste of money from like a corporate perspective. I don't know what's going on with people spending all this money on advertising. I tried to do a little advertising for Patio Date, and I can't figure out a way for it to really work. I found this really good influencer. She made a video, and I can't see it getting that high of a return. I spent like a few hundred dollars getting this like paid influencer to get a dating app video out there, and the number of people that signed up wasn't that great, and I can't see anyone doing anything more than her. Kurt's gone MIA here. it's still going. I don't know if Kurt's gonna pop into the comment section for this, and maybe he'll be able to add in any kind of comments. Kurt T boy, jump in the comments section. Lol, smiley face. Okay, that's what he does. Keep the show going, folks. Okay, so might as well get to the meat of this episode. Song of the summer. So we had the final four from yours truly. I put forward O for Tuna by Timmy Trumpet and the Gang, as well as Like Whiskey by Dixon Dallas. So for the original nominations that Kurt put forward, O for Tuna, I put forward Like Whiskey. And then the two that Kurt brought to the final four were SNM by Rihanna and New Noise by Refused. And let's see if Kurt's able to jump in back here yet. He's just commenting, that's all. Okay. Well, since Kurt's not here to announce it, I think, he's saying wait, you idiot. Oh, he's back.
He's back.
Wow.
What incredible are you going to do, announce Song in the Summer without me?
Could you actually listen in when you were?
Yes, I was listening to the whole damn thing. Well, actually, no. For a while, it went blank. I don't know what. But for the last like minute, I was listening. I was just trying to get my camera to work. What the hell? You're trying to like? Well, I don't know. Maybe describe the situation. So, on my end, yeah, I totally flubbed it. I got lost in your eyes again.
This is absolute bush league.
Forgot to plug in my laptop. Because that's the problem. So we're talking about studio and then picks. And so I'll be honest. I'll be real with you, Ryan, because I was picking you apart. So your studio is bad. Mine is good. We have that clear. You've got this funky headphones. Disagree. You're sitting too high. The lighting's
bad. Look at this bookcase.
It's terrible. That's pretty good. But the problem with mine is I have to relocate my laptop every time. This isn't where I normally have my laptop. So, you know, being the busy producer that I am, I just simply forgot to take my cord over. and plug it in. And then I got this 6% battery left warning. And so I'm like, oh, I better plug it in. And I thought I made it. I seemingly made it. And then all of a sudden my computer like locked down and then it booted me out. I had to, then that's when I lost audio. Then I came back in. Then I had to get my camera working again. And I hear you talking about Song of the Summer, blah, blah, and, oh, Kurt's not here. I'm going to announce it. Like, what the hell? I'm just glad the stream kept going. I thought, because I'm the host, technically, that it might shut it down entirely, but I'm glad. So we're on the data security stuff.
You want me to recap my whole five-minute monologue while you're out there pulling that power cord out of your ass?
Yeah, was that good?
Yeah.
Comment.
Yeah. It was pretty good. I think I got a lot of good points out there as far as the monologues go. It's a good thing you're working with a professional that can ad lib like that. And yeah, I was just setting the stage for you, buddy, the old Final Four.
So we're going to take a step back.
Wow. Okay.
We're not there yet.
We're just teasing you then.
Another teaser for our listeners. we like to do that. By the way, we're still selling these. If you saw these on our Instagram.
Ooh.
I wasn't sure how my camera would work, if it was going to be mirrored or not. That's why I have two of them. So when we did our prom episode of Patio Lanterns High, I wrote one backwards, pretty skilled, actually, of me. And I wrote one normally. Turns out the normal one is the winner. Works. So that's the normal one. This is the one I wrote backwards. I don't know if you can read that, Randy. It says prom.
Wow.
But anyways, the data security. So at work, at my hardwood company, they have us do like IT sent us a couple different courses to do. And one of them was like cybersecurity data. Yeah. My computer's bugging out, Ryan. You still hear me though, right?
I can still hear you, man.
Do you?
Yeah. 10-4 rubber ducky.
Okay. So I'll keep going, but it's been weird right now. But we had to do what? Now what?
It's just funny. Huh? It's just funny. Well, couple studio issues here, huh?
Nothing happening?
No, just you have the best studio in the Okanagan, so it's just
issues, yeah.
It's humorous that this is happening.
It is got a mind, like this is a cybersecurity breakdown. This is just like someone's controlling my computer right now.
Oh,
Ryan, I kid you not, like they're dragging folders around. I'm gonna have to deal with this after the pod. We're not even gonna really shut down this pod. This is insane. Like it's just there's a mouse on my screen. It's just moving shit everywhere.
Man, is it the North Koreans?
It could be.
We got hacked
it's
before.
Like scrolling through my file explorer. The North Koreans shut us down before. Okay, we got to get through this quick. So the cyber security, oh, God. So they send us some courses to do at work. And one of them stood out to me because it's absolutely amazing. So it's basically just to teach you the basics of data security. Don't click on these spam links in your email, that kind of thing. And they put a ton of work into this course because it's like this animated course. It gives you a plot and you're like working with the detective to try and figure out what happened at this company. And it kind of gives you forks in the road to choose from. And it's kind of written in the way of like this dark noir detective story. So it's like this raspy voice detective. He's like, on a rainy September night in downtown Michigan, 40-year-old woman who's working late in her office when she stumbled upon this file with everyone's salaries in it. And then it's kind of asks you what to do. And anyways, Ryan, obviously you need it because you don't know a thing. But I found it really great. And I did solve the case. I got all the right answers. Just shout out to that course. But my computer screen is extremely distracting right now. It is absolutely acting on its own.
That's good. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of Lanternites are going to utilize that data security info. Should we hop to the Song of the Summer announcement, or is there too much going on the
try
on this hacking?
I mean, hacked on the pod. Oh my god. I think I'm gonna have a big mess to clean up like after. Like all my files are gonna be in the wrong spot. This is gonna be
did you pull up everyone's salaries? Did you click on
no,
all those different links?
That wasn't a virus. That was kind of like almost like an ethics thing. Like, should you open it or should you kind of say, hey, this shouldn't be accessible to everyone? Then there was also like a manager kind of asked for any health conditions and things like that. And then somebody else like used that report to decide on who to promote next, like that sort of thing. And it's like, whoa, like that's private stuff. So okay. It was kind of more along the lines.
Let's pause there for a sec. Do you think everyone's salary in an organization should be known to everyone else? Or do you think it's best kept under wraps?
Yeah, I would say under wraps. Yeah.
Really?
Rather than completely open book.
Why?
Yeah.
Why though?
Why not? I think it would be chaotic. It would be like my computer screen if it was completely open.
You can search my salary. I know everyone's salary on Interior Health. It's great.
Is it completely open on purpose?
If you're making over a certain amount of money, it's published on the web.
Really? Why is that? Why is there a threshold?
I guess people working like casual or part-time. It's just like a lot of data to go through. I don't know why there's a threshold. It's a great question. Everyone should just be on there. It makes a lot of sense to me because I think employers are too on wraps about who makes what, and that kind of like pushes salaries down a bit. I think if you look at people's salaries, you're like, fucking Jimmy's making 10K more than me and he sucks. You know, like that's more grounds for you to get a raise.
I know. I feel like that would just never end though. It would be, that would be just every day there would be
isn't that just like a good thing for employees though?
Not happening. And then, and I'd be like, well, Ryan just got a raise, so raise, and then all of a sudden everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, great. More raises for the people, man.
It's not real realistic.
You sound like you're in upper management already. You sound like my fucking boss last year. Oh, Ryan, yeah, these raises that you're asking for, they're just not realistic. I'm sorry. I would if I could, you know, I would if I could. You're just getting ready for that old thing, you frozen fucking bastard.
Like, not comprehend what's going on.
Yeah, it is very frozen. Lag City. Oh, are you back?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little better.
This is pandemonium. There's so many shortcuts on my desktop, Randy.
Oh yeah, you're back. You're back to frozen. Well,
I don't even think it's shortcut.
Yeah, take a break. I'll have another rant here. Take a break. I have another rant. Okay. That's enough out of you. Okay, Kurt. I have to exit out of the stream quickly, lol. This is insane. All good, buddy. I'll hold down the fort. Okay, good. You're left with me now. So I got a good time to do a little rant extended from a previous episode where I did a rant about how it's bullshit about people putting their egos on like every project that they do. in the saying it's for charity. So for example, let's, you know, run 10 marathons back to back for charity. Let's do all this stuff for charity, but really it's more about their need to like boost their profile, you know, whether it's for business or personal needs or whatever, right? Kurt's doing something back there. But I think my bigger rant, I got a little bone to pick with those people, but the bigger rant is the billionaire philanthropy, like all these foundations. It's a load of shit. Like the Zuckerberg Foundation, you got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Musk has got one. It's all just bullshit. Like they're saying, all right, we're gonna donate, it's okay to have billionaires in society because we're gonna put all this money back into charity through our lives. But the foundations themselves don't really seem to be terribly helpful. Like if anything, they just upload the status quo. And I think that's just kind of bullshit. Like the money, you know, they put their name on the foundation in a sense to establish themselves as one of the good people. So it's okay. Like, all right. Yeah. Jeff Bezos is a billionaire and he got that way because he underpaid his workers and all those kinds of things, but it's okay because he's given that money back. So it gives him that kind of social credit to stay a billionaire, which is ridiculous because I'd rather see a billionaire pay his workers fair wages and increase the wage of their employees than to put that money back in through charity. And I think the big reason is because charities are just totally to the whims of these people. Like it's all about maintaining the status quo. So it's not about fixing the root source of the issue. So an Amazon worker could have to go get food stamps because they're underpaid at the factory. But where the food stamps come from? The food stamps come from the foundation. So it just becomes this cycle where it would just make a lot more sense to pay the workers more instead of having the foundation. Anyway, I think you'll probably get the essence of this little monologue. Looks like Curdy Boy is back online. Say something, Kurt.
Oh my goodness. That was insane. Insane. I don't even know what kind of damage it did, but basically they were like, so I'm back in accounting, right? And basically it created like 100 copies of one of my accounting folders, like with some notes and stuff in it on my desktop. So I just like, it was kept going. It was constantly copying it over and over again to my desktop. And I just went and deleted them all, I think. I don't know if it did any other damage because it looked like it was going into all my folders and just copying stuff over. And I was like,
Do the North Koreans want your accounting textbooks? They just want to make copies of it?
I think, yeah, because I'm doing, accounting for managers kind of thing. And, here's another one. They really want that info. Like, what is, I don't even know if that's the extent of it. Like, it looked like it was grabbing everything. But from what I can see right now, it was just purely chapter 3 of my accounting. And chapter 3 was maybe the most critical chapter so far. Yeah. So I guess everyone knows that. The North Koreans would want that info. They're crazy. What a time. I don't know what
happened. I think someone really doesn't want to let us announce Song of the Summer.
It seems like we were this close. We were the day off last week and we had to push it off. And now all of a sudden I get hacked while talking about learning about not how to not get hacked and how to not
what's the deal?
Get in trouble with the law or anything at work. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I got like so many other topics, but we can't even go there. Can't even go there. That was like half an hour right there, just getting hacked.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you all like my little rant.
Maybe we should get Song this summer.
Yeah.
You went through a rant without me?
Oh, yeah. Big old billionaire philanthropy rant. But it's okay. I'll give it to you in person another time.
No. Oh no, we do have. I do have to get through at least one more thing.
At least one more.
One thing at least. Well, we could go longer if you want. Like, the people want us to stay on, obviously. One more. At least I got to do. So on Friday after work, it's hot. We're thirsty. We're thirsty boys there at work. So me and Uwe, my German friend who notices Tom Cruise's smile, we went to Abandoned Rail Brewing in Naramata, on the bench there. And we're at lovely day, beautiful out in the middle of the farmlands and the vineyards. Absolutely gorgeous. And we think we're going to have a couple beers. So we sit down, have a beer, table to ourselves.
Hell yeah, brother.
And we think we're having a great chat. And we think it's just going to be us. But there's this other guy kind of wandering around. And I know the type. He's got a dog with him. That's not part of the type necessarily. But he's wandering around. I know the type. He's like a social butterfly kind of type guy. And I'm not. Right, you don't see me wandering around the brewery looking for
people to hang out with.
Yeah. So, anyways, he's slowly penetrating our social circle, which is kind of like a social line, maybe, because we're like just two people. But he's like starts by, it's kind of near us, and then he leaves his beer on our table. Says, "Hey, gonna leave my beer here. I gotta run to the car." All right, no problem. Seems like a
friendly okay. Guy. All right, stranger.
Right. Later, he leaves his dog with us. I leave my dog here. I got to run to the car. I forgot this other thing. Okay. Right. You forgot something. Okay. But anyways, we're having a nice chat in the interview. And then finally, he comes and he kind of just works his way into conversation. I don't know. We're mid-conversation. He kind of works his way in here. It's like, I'm kind of thinking, oh, here we go. I guess this now is a trio. I guess this guy's joining our table. And we get talking. And he's all right. He's friendly enough. Happy-go-lucky guy from Rebbe. Good guy. Kind of. Maybe he's a good guy. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. But then it kind of just goes downhill because it starts just getting into a lot of complaining. It gets into how we're getting taxed too much. He's talking about how he's making too much money and he's getting taxed too much. He's making over 250 grand. He's getting taxed too much. He's talking about all his properties in Revelstoke and Pemberton and all his horses. And he's getting taxed too much by the Canadian government. And I'm like, all right, just came here for a beer, here to have a beer with my buddy here. But he's not done complaining. And then he kind of wants to push this tax thing and these complainings into like a discussion. Neither of us really want it, especially me, obviously. And then it kind of, I'm like, okay, this is just dragging on. And then all of a sudden, He starts getting into debate almost, kind of like, or he thinks he is in a way with my German friend. And all of a sudden he brings in World War II. And I'm like, okay, like,
let me tell you about WW Deuce.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, all right. That's enough. And then later on, he does the old, leans over. Got his beer, leans on his table. He's got his dog, nice dog. He's talking. He's always complaining about. He's got to pay $1,000 a month for his dog to work because his dog's a working dog. And he's got all these six other properties he's got to take care of, but he's getting taxed too much. But he's making too much money. Period. Like he's too rich, to be honest, and he's not happy about it. And he leans over, and he's unhappy. I think about minorities getting jobs, and he leans over. And he says something like, he goes, "Now I'm not racist, but And then you know where that goes. But anyways, yeah.
What do you say? What do you say after?
Well, then he just starts going into I don't know. I know my friend works, and they have to throw out, if you're white, they have to throw out your resume, kind of thing. And then
Wait, what's this guy look like? Give me like a general age, like vibe, you know, look.
I don't know. I think he kind of in our ballpark range, like maybe a bit older, you know, maybe possibly like mid 30s or something, like kind of late 20s, early 30s range. Kind of like he's your biker revy guy. He's wearing like, he just looks like a, he looks like a biker guy. Like he's just hat, like a mountain long biker hair. Or? Yeah, yeah, mountain biker type, shorts, t-shirt. I don't know. He just looks like a mountain biker, mm-hmm. dirt biker, snowboarder type deal, kind of.
Sure.
Loves living in Revy. But he's just making too much money. He's making too much damn money, and it's really pissing him off.
Yeah, I make so much fucking money. Yeah, I love a guy.
Oh, and then at the end of it, though,
says his salary unprompted. Unprompted.
Yeah,
this guy's gonna be a cunt.
It escalated too quickly. It wasn't like it was just like, I don't know. All of a sudden, it just took a turn into a lot of complaining. But then eventually, it kind of got an awkward exit because we weren't really going along with it. And then he's like, "All right, I got your vibe. I'm out of here." And he takes his beer and leaves. And then I don't know. He walked to another table, and then
started,
I just
start over again.
Yeah, then I just hear. I forgot something in my car. yeah. Otherwise, it was good time though. Good time there at the brewery. Mm. Yeah, you should check it out, Randy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now the moment we've all been waiting for. Do you go for the final four?
How about you re-announce it for the team? Because that was hours ago at this point.
It was a long time. Yeah. This could be our longest episode of the year. We've had some long ones lately. Okay, number one, Timmy Trumpet and some other guys. O Fortuna. Number two, Dixon Dallas, Like Whiskey. Number three, Rihanna, S&M. And number four, Refused, New Noise. And actually, listening to the last episode, this is Refused by New Noise. I had it backwards. I did the whole tongue twister thing. The band is Refused. Song is New Noise. Just to make that clear. Don't want anyone confused. Okay. That was our final four. Four like that.
Incredible. Yeah, there was a lot of good contenders out there, folks. A lot of good nominations. And, there's some that were stronger than others. That's for sure. But, you know, keep your head up there for next year if you didn't make it to the final four. We're always looking for good talented listeners to submit their requests and really boost the reputation of this fine podcast. So, you know, keep that in mind for next year. And if you didn't make it, you know, that's all right.
There's always Song of the Summer 2024. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to do this.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Okay, I think we always give it like,
wow. I'm giddy.
This is the time of the year. Yeah. I'm glad you made it back online. I was fucking worried there.
I would have been so mad if you just like, oh, the song gets so rich.
And then you log back on.
Everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Blurt it out at the same time.
I think we just get to it. Let's get to it. In 3, 2, 1.
Timmy Trumpet.
Fortuna.
Oh, Fortuna.
Timmy Trumpet.
Wow.
Incredible. What a hype song. What an absolute hype song.
Absolute banger. I think it was our first nomination actually of the year.
Sure was.
We flew under the radar a little bit. I told you, wasn't really on my radar. and then you brought it back. And man, Randy, after last episode, I just knew. I was like, Timmy Trumpet. And then I was like, Timmy Trumpet. Oh, yeah, this is song of the summer. No contest.
He's the guy. There was a contest in my head. You know, I have to say the People's Choice Award goes to Like Whiskey by Dixon Ballas. That was a close second for me. I even, you know, talked to Kirk before the show in our little pre-show that, yeah, it was really close to a 50-50 for me between those two, just depending on the day, which one I was flip-flopping between. But Kirk felt very strongly about Timmy T, so we got to go with that. We got to go with it.
Yeah.
For the show, Joe Ram also really was pushing that forward, so he's pushing his weight around in the Harry Lanterns podcast social media world, and that, you know, that's going to have an influence.
Dixon was like the front runner. I think he was like the leader all summer long, and I was like, oh, this feels like a Dixon Dallas summer. And then it was like the last few weeks, the TSN turning point. You played it on the float, and then when we did the final four, everything just clicked into place for me. It was like click, and I was instantly 100% Timmy Trumpet. Like I was. It was no comment.
No question.
None at all.
No question.
No question. No doubt in my mind. I was like, it's Timmy's summer. It's Timmy's time.
It's Timmy T.
And now, like, Timmy's huge, man. Like, I've been checking out Timmy. Do you know, if you remember, there was, like, an old video, and we played it in one of our, I think, Halloween specials, but this dad's, like, on the trombone, and then the kid's, like, slamming the oven.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Timmy Trumpet song. Like, I'll post it on the gram after, but like, it goes, it's freak. Like, they made that into a song, Freaks, by Timmy Trumpet. So check that out. But, and then like, even like just before the episode, I was getting fired up with Timmy T, and I was like, I know this song as well. I was like, I know all these songs. They're all bangers. Like, Timmy's been pulling the strings the whole time, like for a decade.
Guy's a mastermind. What can I say? Yeah, that's going to be some good shit. Can't wait to see that mashed up with Patio Lanterns, even though, you know, the pace of Patio Lanterns, Kim Mitchell and Ol' Fortuna, Timmy Trumpet, that's going to be a hard one to splice. But, you know, we got our best minds on it, a.k.a. Kurt Ewell.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking the same thing. So I preemptively done some work here for tonight's episode. And for some of our Instagram content coming up. But I do not have like that mashup of our regular intro mashup done yet. That'll something that we'll introduce next episode. That's what we do. We'll do it for the next episode. And I'm not sure. Like, I feel like there's so many entry points there.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many different parts to that song. I'm like, I'm going to have to really work with that one and see. I'm going to have to listen to the heartbeat of Ol' Fortuna to see what really vibes with Patio Lanterns, but we could have something incredible on our hands.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. Congratulations, Timmy Trumpet and team. That was amazing, amazing effort. Can't wait to get you on the pod. And wow, Kurt, do you have any closing remarks?
No, what a long, hot summer. Kind of glad it's over. Kind of sad it's over. Timmy T's on top. It's Timmy's summer. We're just living in it. Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining. Like and subscribe. Send us money, too. Bye.